providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
For politics, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the inoculations that are taking place right now. They call them boosters. You can't go to the internet without finding some medical experts who are saying the boosters are bad. Jimmy had actually a first-hand experience, unfortunately, centered around very large groups that he was involved in, in California, when two of his very close friends and family members perished. And Jim said the experience that he had at the funerals were absolutely mind-boggling. Jim, I'd like you to tell those again, if you would.
Yeah, I'll just briefly review. So, you know, both my brother and my uncle passed away this late August and then September. My brother very suddenly liver issue, and my uncle a liver issue. Now, both of them were young, and healthy people. My brother was in his 59, I believe, and 59, and my uncle was 66. Now, my uncle took the shots initially in, I think, right when they came out in February or early March of 2020, and 2 months later was diagnosed with a tumor on his liver, and then very rapidly declined. My brother shockingly just died both of a heart attack and something that caused the liver. We don't really know. We tried to get more information, but but the bottom line is, we go to the funerals. There's over 200 people at the funeral for my uncle, and everybody at the funeral got COVID.
Yeah.
This is in California, where almost all of them were actually vaccinated. And my family, none of us have been vaccinated. Now, we've had COVID. We were not vaccinated. We took no boosters, no vaccinations. None of us, me, my wife, or my children got COVID from this event, but everybody else that had been vaccinated did, including my aunt and my cousins and very close family members.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, they're showing more and more evidence. There's a lot of studies out there right now showing that if you take the boosters, if you've had the vaccinations and the boosters, you're actually more susceptible to the virus. And that's according to multiple studies out there. So,
well, you're susceptible to the virus, but you're also susceptible to some other medical events that are really, really interesting, heart attacks, et cetera, et cetera. I just went to a funeral a week ago today for Master Chief Mike Bailey, who was in fantastic health. He was a Master Chief in the U.S. Navy SEAL team. He was a war hero. He was highly decorated. The experience that I was involved with Mike is that he was feeling kind of rocky one night. His wife insisted on calling an ambulance, taking him into the emergency room to find out what was wrong. He got about halfway to the ER, and he just had a knockdown, absolutely tragic heart attack, and he perished. In addition to the football player who collapsed on the field, I believe that was about 2-3 weeks ago, this thing is pretty scary, and you've got to get more attention like that. Those aren't just coincidences, Jim.
No, and it's becoming quite apparent. There are a large number of people that are passing from unexpected circumstances, and there's very little information out there to go back and review. The CDC has come out and said, hey, yeah, we're going to take a look at some of these incidences, and that there may be some risk involved, but they've been covering it up for so long. And we see that with more and more information that's coming out from both the Attorney Generals of Louisiana and Missouri case against the Biden administration for big tech censorship. And we're seeing it in emails from Facebook as well as the Twitter file releases. The government was involved in censoring information that might have made people's made people question their decision to go ahead and get these vaccines, because in fact it turns out that maybe they're not as safe and effective as the government had purported them to be. And of course the media just jumped on board with that, and we're seeing incredibly damaging events all around the world right now
yeah.
with healthy athletes. We're seeing many people. My next door neighbor had COVID. He's had three boosters, two shots and three boosters, and he got COVID and he was down for 2 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the safe and effective argument has to be questioned. The investigations need to go forward, and the government censoring other scientists and other research that may have changed people's minds about taking these risky vaccines. In my view, a global experiment, because it was a global experiment. No one had ever done this mRNA technology before to inject it in people's bodies at a large scale. So we're seeing the ramifications of it, and I hope and pray we get to the bottom of it. And that's one thing that that this new House of Representatives better push in order to protect the American people from continued damage from these government authorities that are pushing agendas and silencing critics from actually talking about what potentially could save your life.
Yeah, completely agree, Jimmy. You know, I have to say that I watched an attempted interview that took place in Davos between a newscaster and the chairman, if I'm not mistaken, of Pfizer. The chairman of Pfizer was confronted with some very, very interesting questions pertaining to exactly what Jimmy and I are talking about right now, and he refused to answer every single question. He was clearly very uncomfortable, and I would suggest anybody who wants to see that Google Pfizer chairman in Davos.
Rebel,
made you stop and think. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think Rebel News out of Canada were the ones that did that interview, or
they
tried.
They tried.
Yeah, and what we're seeing across the board is the truth is beginning to come out that what we were told was a lie.
Uh-huh.
That Americans were now, you know, this radio show and the people on here, we've kind of been looking at this for a long time.
Yeah.
One of the more interesting pieces of news that just has popped out, I think Natalie Winters did a piece that shows that EcoHealth Alliance, and that's Peter Daszak, the guy that actually put the researcher that controlled EcoHealth Alliance, that put together this kind of cutout to fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab for Anthony Fauci and NIH under a biomedical security funding. And after the Congress, after the Obama White House, it's, hey, no gain-of-function research. He actually has received about $7 million more dollars this last year from NIH, National Institute of Health, funding to do more research on killer viruses.
And who was that again, Jimmy?
Peter Daszak.
Okay.
Peter Daszak is the guy that put together the initial team of doctors that poo-pooed the idea that this was created, that the COVID-19 virus was created in a lab.
Yeah.
And it actually is turning out that is probably the case, and most evidence points that way. And here he is, a guy that tried to cover up his involvement in this, is getting more money from the U.S. government and from the National Institute of Health in order
what's their choice? They can just give up, or they can say, you know what, the people on the fringe like Corlin and McKinney were right. They're not going to admit that. They're going to continue doing exactly what you're talking about, Jimmy. You guys, we're going to have to take a real quick commercial break here in about 15 seconds. We're going to talk in the last segment of the program. Jimmy, real quick, we're going to talk about what?
We'll talk about the politics of what's happening right now, maybe finish up on this topic.
There we go. Okay, listen, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. It's been really fun putting this together. Fringe news, I call it. You guys stick around. We'll be right back.